Headline: Bitcoin Core Promotes First Trusted Keys Maintainer in 3 Years. Published at 1:29 p.m., January 12, 2026. For the first time since May 2023, Bitcoin Core maintainers have increased the number of trusted keys possessing commit power to the master branch of Bitcoin Core software. On January 8, 2026, pseudonymous developer The Charlatan, also known as CDited, joined the 5 other key holders. The Charlatan joins Marco Falk, Gloria Zhao, Ryan Ofsky, Hennady Stepanov, and Ava Chow as the 6th trusted key holder. Prior entrants to this elite group during the past decade were Falke in 2016, Samuel Dobson in 2018, who then exited the group by 2022, Stepanov in 2021, Chow in 2021, Zhao in 2022, and Ofsky in 2023. Bitcoin developers sign software updates with their PGP key. The 25 members of the GitHub development community for Bitcoin Core software recognize only these 6 PGP keys with commit access. In a group chat with other core contributors, at least 20 members agreed with the Charlatan's promotion to trusted keys. No one objected to the language of his nomination. He is a reliable reviewer who has worked extensively in critical areas of the code base, thinks carefully about what we ship to users and developers, and understands the technical consensus process well. Read more. Exclusive. Lawyers call Bitcoin Core V30 CSAM concerns overblown. Who is the Charlatan? A University of Zurich computer science graduate, the Charlatan is South African and focuses on reproducibility as well as Bitcoin Core's validation logic. In software development, reproducible builds ensure an independently verifiable path from source to binary code. Second, the Charlatan's work on validation logic extends the work of Carl Dong on the Bitcoin Core kernel library to despaghettify validating and non-validating logic required to determine if a given block extends the current best work chain. At Bitcoin's inception in 2009, only Satoshi Nakamoto possessed commit-level access to the Bitcoin project software. Nakamoto first passed his key privilege to Gavin Anderson, who then passed the baton to Vladimir van der Laan, under dubious threats of legal action from Craig Wright, who ultimately lost his multi-year court battles against core developers over copyright to Bitcoin's white paper. Van der Laan led an initiative to decentralize control of commit keys to a group. That initiative succeeded and remains the new norm in core development today, where 6 people currently serve as lead maintainers. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.